was here, he told the story about the caterpillar who wrote the letter. He was relating to his friend. And he turned to the butterfly and said, "There's a great change." And maybe you remember when Brian was here one time, he preached a sermon on the caterpillar. Do you remember that about the transformation? What's it called? Metamorphosis, when he changed in from the caterpillar into the lovely butterfly. Praise God, he has indeed made us a great change in us. Praise God. We'll just sing one more chorus before we ask Brother Samuel to come. Maybe we'll stand our feet, we'll sing that little chorus. We are standing on holy ground.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you thanks, Lord, for your mercy and for your grace, Lord. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, that we don't make anything holy, but Lord, when you come on the scene, Lord, you can pick the wretched sinner and make him a holy vessel. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, that by your precious blood, Lord, we can say, Lord, we are standing tonight on holy ground. Lord, where we are, Lord, we believe that your word says that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Lord, we know, Lord God, when you come in the midst, that you bring a blessing and that you bring the anointing. Lord, without you tonight, we can do nothing. But your word says that through Christ, I can do all things. Amen. Lord, I pray tonight, Lord, that you will touch each and every one, Lord. I pray that you'll bless each and every one tonight, Lord. And as has already been said, Lord, touch those that are laid aside sick tonight. Lord, our thoughts and our prayers, Lord. Lord, by faith we believe tonight that you're touching their bodies, Lord, that you're making them well, Lord. Lord, by faith tonight we say, Lord, that all will be well in Jesus' name. And Lord God, we take all our burdens and all our cares and all everything and we lay them at your feet tonight and say, Lord Jesus, undertake, Lord, and overcome and make us overcomers in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you tonight, Lord, for your mercy, Lord, and for your grace. Help me, Lord, tonight, Lord, to open your word. Let your people, Lord, be edified. Let your people be uplifted. And let the name of Jesus be exalted once again, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Tonight, I would like to try and talk about power. Power over all things and strength to believe. That's maybe a big title and I won't do it any justice, but tonight I want to talk about the power of God and the strength, and it energizes you. Tonight we'll turn our Bibles here to Isaiah chapter 40. Where else could you go to talk about the strength of God? But Isaiah chapter 40, we'll read verses 28 down to verses 31. So Isaiah 40 and verses 28 down to verses 31. And it says, Hast thou not known and hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of understanding. He giveth power to the faint. Amen. And to them that hath no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Why, is not wonderful? You may take your seats tonight. You know what's wonderful? You know, I was just thinking earlier on today, in this day and age, everything now is, everybody's going about with no energy. Everything on TV, and you'd see boys going into the shops, and all the young boys at work now, and there's hardly a day's work in the most of them, but they all had to get about 2 gallons of energy drinks loused into them. And then they couldn't walk out of your feet after they get it loused into them anyway. But you know, it's all about energy. On high protein. Everything's about trying to make you stronger and make you better. Everything now, all the marketing, you go into the shop and you'll see high protein pancakes or high protein this and high protein that, or energy this or energy that. But you know, the believer has got a supernatural energy supply. Amen. And it can give you physical strength and spiritual strength. We know that when the Spirit of God came upon Samson, he wasn't only spiritually strong, but he was physically strong. And I believe that if you trust in God, you know, God can give you health and strength. He can give you health and strength. And if you feel weary and faint, he can uplift you. You know, the energy drinks are a waste of time. Most of the time, it maybe gives you a short boost. You might feel good for a while. But you know, a lot of them's all full of caffeine, and caffeine gives you a quick hit and gets your heart going. Like some of the boys, when they're going to the gym, they'll take a pre-workout and it's just full of caffeine just to get the heart going, get your blood flowing. But you know, you'll go real up real high and then you'll come down real low. You know, and the enemy, he wants to give you a big burst. He'll want to show you some great thing in the world and you'll think to yourself, this is so good. But you know, it'll be a big, oh, brilliant. But you know, when the enemy's done with you, it'll take you real low. So low that you can't come back. But when God moves upon you, you might think, oh, this is not much. But I want you to know, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon you, it's the greatest boost you've ever had.
Amen.
And it won't leave you low. Yes, the Spirit might feel like it has wore off a bit. You might take a wee level out. But I want you to know that if you wait upon the Lord, you will renew your strength.
Amen.
You know, it's even more special when you read this here, when we heard the message that the brother preached about the eagles. When he told all of, Brother Bob preached all about the eagles, and he said about how them eagles went into that moping period. And them owl eagles, they got themselves into a position where one day they didn't bother going out to hunt anymore. They didn't bother to do anything, and then they got so low they weren't even flying anymore. They were clucking about like a hen. But they weren't a hen, they were an eagle, and they couldn't survive on that diet. They couldn't live like that. You know, the hen's designed to do that, and she can produce stuff out of something that's no use, really. She can hook about and can produce on that, but the eagle couldn't live on that diet. And he got disheartened. And his owl wings didn't work anymore, and his claws didn't work anymore, and his beak all grew over. But you know, there was other eagles who were feeling still good. And they decided they would fly over and drop him in something. Isn't it wonderful when somebody rings you and gives you a wee word of encouragement, or somebody says something to you to encourage you, drops a wee morsel of meat in. But you know, today there's plenty of people, they'll walk by like they did, you know, that man that day where he was beaten on land on the Jericho Road, and the fancy boys walked by with their fancy suits and their big money and everything they had. And they shook their head and walked on. But thank God there was one man who walked by. And he stopped and took care of him. And he poured in the oil and the wine.
Amen.
And when Jesus finds you, you may be broken. You may feel like you're no good. Or you may feel like you're on top of the world. You know, when you're young, you might feel like you can do anything. And you don't need God. But I want you to know that without Jesus Christ in your life, you're lost and undone and on your road to hell. It's only a short time in this world, as we've all witnessed it more and more. You know, the amount of people have passed on. It's really enlightened you how sudden and how quick things can change in life. But we know here that God, when you get the power of God in your life, it changes things. It says, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. The devil's going about and he wants you to feel tired. He wants you to feel weary. He wants you to feel like you can't pray anymore. He wants you to feel like you can't lift your hands. He'll maybe give you a sore shoulder, or he'll give you some reason why you can't get your hands lifted above your head. He'll say something to you. Oh, did you hear what this or that's? He'll have some reason. But I want you to know, if you get to the side and you get down on your knees, or don't even get down on your knees, just stand up and lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You say that a few times and you will find a difference. You know, like Tommy said this morning, I think it's wonderful about the thorns. And isn't it wonderful that the Bible says that the enemy goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But you know, he didn't realize that day that he put them thorns on the Savior's crown, that now we can run and hide behind those thorns. We can go and hide behind them thorns, and the enemy can't cross that path. He can't come over that threshold. He can't cross them thorns like that physical lion doesn't want to come through them thorns. And when you get the fire lit, it puts fear in them. When the enemy sees them thorns and you hiding behind them, and get the fire lit, pour in the oil and the wine. Put oil in my lamp and keep me burning. You need a bit of oil in the lamp. You know, as I say, everything today it says, even the youth shall faint and be weary. You know, have you not seen that? You know, what was the saying? I can't remember. Was it the old dog for the rough road and the young pup for the smooth path or something? You've seen it more times than enough where the young boy turned up, say, on the site, and there was a big burst out of him maybe for a short time, and then that was him. He was blew out because he wasn't used to doing that. And maybe the older man didn't look like he was doing as much, but at the end of the day, he was still doing the same thing. He kept going. But the young boy maybe took a real go at it, and then he burnt out. But you know, it doesn't matter how you feel, burnt out or not burnt out. But the word of God says, they that wait upon the Lord. You see, you can jump in. You can run. You can be, oh, what am I going to do next? No, just wait upon the Lord. You don't have to get excited. You don't have to get wound up about the thing. Don't worry. Oh, but you don't know how many problems I have and the many issues. God's in control. And the power of God can transform the situation. We know that he's a healer, that he's a savior, and he is a deliverer. We know also here, if we look over here in Isaiah, if we turn back in our Bibles here to Isaiah 26 and verses 3 and 4, it says, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is what? Everlasting strength. That's a real energy boost. That's a real protein hit. You know, as I say, all this marketing's about getting this and getting that. Oh, this product will help and that product will help. But you know, it doesn't matter what you put into this body or how fit you make it. It'll fail. But you know, if you trust in the Lord, he never fails. There's everlasting strength in the Lord. It never ceases. It never dips down. It never runs out of energy. It's still the same all the time. In Isaiah there, in Isaiah 25, on verses 4, it says, For thou hast been a strength to the poor, a strength to the needy. in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible one is as a storm against the wall. Why, it doesn't matter. Like the psalmist David says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. You can't deal with the flood yourself. Like everybody says, oh, I couldn't live that life if I was a Christian and all. Like a fella said one day to Rock, he says, are you good living? And Rock says, good living. He says, I'm here every morning at 5:30 or 6:00 in the morning. I had to work to 5:00 or 6:00 in the evening. I'm trying, would you call that a good living? He says, I'm not good living, but he says, I'm born again. Good living, that's some people you see thinking, oh, I couldn't live that life. Well, none of us could. None of us could live that life. But God gives you strength. You're not the one in control of it. You don't have to do it. He has already done it. All that you have to do is put your trust in him, and he undertakes for you. He says, for he has been a strength to the poor and a strength to the needy. I believe it was my dad one time mentioned about that verse. You know, I think it was one time when he had nothing, and that verse come to him, and there was a man. I think he had nothing at the time. The man either gave him a job or something. I remember he said something about that. He said he had been a strength to the poor and a strength to the needy. When you feel like you're down and out, do you know what is most dangerous? When you get an animal cornered and he feels like he's nowhere to go. If you corner a dog and he feels like he's nowhere to go, if he's nasty, what will he do? He'll eventually go for you. If you get the Christian cornered, if you feel like you're cornered, you need to get nasty with the devil. You need to go for him. Tell him that you're not going to be bit. Tell him that you're not going to be cast down. But tell him that Jesus Christ has done it all for me. And I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. I have got power in me. Not because not that you've got power. We have got power in you. You have power in you because Jesus says he gives you power. I'm going to say that there here. I've said here about that verse, he gives strength to the poor. And in Mark chapter 3 and verses 15, what did Jesus do? It says, and to have power to heal all, to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. When Jesus got the 12 together, what did he do? He didn't get them doctored out with a dog collar and give them some rigmarole about how to speak properly or what to do. But he gave them power and he gave them authority. Amen. And when you have Jesus in your life, you've got power and authority. Amen. You've got a power source. You're hooked into the main grid. And no storm can put it out. There's no storm can break the power supply. There's nothing can interrupt the connection. When Jesus makes the connection, the devil can do nothing about it. Mark chapter 3 and verses 15, he said, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. And we know that some highly educated people or somebody, maybe they thought they studied the Bible well, and they would say, well, that's not inspired anymore. God doesn't do that anymore. You know, like Brother Branham said, the fellow was talking one time on the Muslim boy, I think it was, and he said, well, sure, all the Quran's inspired. Because your man, he was trying to explain to him, oh, there's bits of the Bible's not inspired and this and that. All the Bible's inspired. Every word of God is the word of God. And this is the complete word of God. We believe it to be true. And when you take it literally and believe it to be true, then God can do what it says. But if you go to it with no faith and don't believe, what do you expect to get? If you believe that God can't do it and keep saying God can't do it, the enemy will bluff you into believing that. The enemy wants you to believe that you're bait. He wants you to believe that you've no power, no authority, but God says you have power and authority. In Matthew chapter 10, and verses 1, and it says, and when he had called unto him the 12, he gave them power. And Luke chapter 9 and verses 1, it says power and authority. And Luke chapter 10 and verses 19, it says power and authority, power over all the power of the enemy. Jesus gave the disciples power. Amen. And you say, oh, sure, we're not the disciples. How would you, sure, we're not the, when you believe in Jesus Christ, you become one of his disciples. You become one of his followers. And when you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you get a power supply in you. There's power that comes upon you. But the enemy wants you to think, maybe I've lost it somewhere along the line. Maybe I've misled it. Maybe God didn't give me it the way he gave it to somebody else, or maybe this or that. Or somebody will tell you, oh, it was only for certain this or certain that. It's for all who will believe. And when you take God at his word, he will do the things for you that you need. You know, I was listening this morning to the radio on, there was a boy, he was saying on the radio, I thought it was interesting. He said this boy was an atheist and he was an astronaut and he went into space and he went round most of the earth in space or whatever. And he come back and he says, that proves that there is no God. He says, I never seen God. He says, I looked everywhere and I seen no God. I looked everywhere and I seen nothing. But the other astronaut, he went to space, but he was a believer. And when he came back, he says, I seen God everywhere. He was amazed by the creation and he seen God everywhere. And your man said, he says, that was very true. Both their statements was right. Because Jesus says, he that hath not the Son hath not life. But he that hath the Son hath life. And he said to Nicodemus, didn't he say to him, he says, that if you're not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. I thought that was quite good. He couldn't see it because nothing was in him to let him see it. He couldn't see the kingdom of God, but when the believer went out and looked, he was amazed at the vastness of space, at how that the earth was there and all what he could see. But the other guy seen the same thing, but had a different report. Isn't that like the men in the Bible? They were sent out to spy the land. And they went out, and what did they say? Oh boy, there's giants in the land. Oh, quaking in the boots, we couldn't handle that. Oh no, that's not possible. But Caleb, it says that Caleb stilled the people. And then he said to them, we're more than able to go up and take the land. Amen. He had a different report. The Lord wants to give you a different report. Maybe the enemy has given you a report. Maybe you've got a report. You know, you'll easily get a bad report every day of the week. That's no problem to get a bad report. You shouldn't get a bad report. But God wants to give you a good report. Amen. God wants to give you a report to make you an overcomer. He says, I've wrote down here, is this power available today? And I've said, yes, it is available to the believer. And why would I say that? Because I've wrote down here, Hebrews 13 and verses 8 says, for Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that means if he gave his disciples power, there's still the power there. The power didn't go away. You know, like my dad said one time when he's in school, the teacher told him there's no more demons anymore. That was only in the Bible. They disappeared. There's no more demons, and he couldn't get his head around it. Where did they go? There's more demons now than there ever was. There's more things now to distract you. There's more things to take your mind off God. The enemy is changing his tactics all the time. He wants to be smart. He wants to be clever, and he is. We've seen how he talked to Eve in the Garden of Eden. Wasn't he crafty? He possessed that old serpent, and that old serpent was good. He was able to put across his talk. He was able to sound good, and he was able to sound very beguiling and very nice. Just because something seems nice doesn't mean it's always right. Just be careful what you look at, or just be careful what you say and be careful what you do. Take a moment and think. Don't jump like my dad used to say. Don't run with your head down. If you run into something, if you run with your head down, your eyes closed, you'll come to a bad end. But if you take a moment and think and look before you leap. It says, I've wrote down here, I have said, yes, this power is available today, because I said he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Romans chapter 5 and verses 6 says, for when we were yet without strength, you had no strength. You were a part of this world system. But you know, when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. He didn't just die for the nice boy and the nice girl and the one that was so good and never done no wrong, but he died for everyone, the ungodly sinner. He died for all, and he rose again for all. He's not dead anymore. He's alive. He's alive and well, and he's alive and well, and he's at the right hand of the majesty on high, ever to make intercession for the saints. You know, we know that the Catholic Church, all the saints are dead. They don't have any living saints. You have to die to become a saint. But you know, the Word of God speaks about saints, and we know that Paul wrote letters to the saints. And when God takes over your life, he makes you like a saint, doesn't he? He transforms you from death unto life. He takes away the filthy garments. You know, didn't Jesus say, would a man take an old garment and put a bit of new cloth into it? It'd be no use, because the old bit would be rotten, and the new bit would be stronger, and someday it would rip. But he gives you a complete new garment. He gives you a change you. He changes you. You know, like the little song, it says, he's changing me, my precious Savior. You know, and it says, some days are slow going, but there's no knowing. Amen. He's changing me. And every day he's in control. If you trust in him, he's in control. It says, I've wrote down, is this power available to all true believers? I've said, yes, I believe it is available. We know that some people say, no, it's diminished. It's not the same anymore. But we know that if God gives something, he doesn't take it away. If the power ever was there in the first place, it doesn't vanish. If there's a grid out there with power going into that grid, and there's a line taking that power to a transformer and bringing it to your house, that power's there. But we know maybe in a storm or something happens, that line gets broke. The power doesn't come. But God doesn't work like that. It doesn't matter. His power supply never changes. Amen. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries to say. Oh, this is not happening, that's not happening. The enemy will want you to look at all the doubt and negativity. But you have to cast down doubt and negativity and shake it off and put it off and put on the garments of praise. You know, when you put on the garments of praise, there's a transformation. I've wrote down here another few scriptures here. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Don't we know a few years back how that there was fear fell in the whole world, basically. And the enemy tricked people into believing. Oh, you better get this and you better do that. And now look at the consequences of it. More people than enough having issues from what happened then. And people mentally disturbed. People, fear fell upon them. And you know, it was even shocking. Christian people took fear. There were some Christian people who were just as afraid as people in the world that took fear. But God says he doesn't give you the spirit of fear. The spirit of the fear is from the enemy. If you've got fear, you can't think straight. If you ever got a real scare where you're shaking and you couldn't really think straight, your legs are weak and you feel weak and vulnerable because you're so afraid. That's what the enemy wants you to feel like. But God doesn't give you the spirit of fear, but he gives you the spirit of a sound mind and of strength. He says, amen. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. You need to remind the devil of that. Oh, he'll want to come in and tell you who are you, or what are you, you're weak, you're cast down. Maybe you don't feel as strong in your body anymore, and maybe the enemy wants you to think, oh, you're finished. But the word of God says, no, he gives you power. He doesn't take power from you. He gives you power and strength and a sound mind. What does a sound mind do? The sound mind will make you think straight. The sound mind will make you remember that you have an experience. Like William Branham said, when you've got a tie post, when you have a born again experience, it doesn't matter what anybody says. You know what happened to you. Doesn't matter what anybody skeptic tells you, you know that one day there was a transformation because of a decision you made, and you've got something to hold on to. And you know that God doesn't change his word, but he stands by it. Also there in 2 Timothy, and then I've said here, and God promised it to you. We know that in Joel chapter 2, he says that in the last days he would pour out his spirit upon all flesh. God has promised this power supply, and he promised it to the believers. And he promised it to the disciples, because I've wrote down here in Acts chapter 1 and verses 8 was the promise that Jesus made. It says, and Jesus promised and it happened. And it says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. This is what Peter stood up and said. Didn't he stand up and Jesus said it and then it happened. In Acts chapter 2, we know that they were all gathered in an upper room, and what happened? There was the power of God fell upon them and they received tongues. It says that there's cloven tongues of fire come down and fell upon them, and they were all gathered in one place and with one accord. They were all of the one mind. They weren't there saying, somebody wasn't saying, well, I don't believe this can happen, and that hasn't happened, this hasn't happened, and see what he done and they. No. They were all with one accord. They were all there saying, Jesus made this promise and we know it's going to happen. Jesus made the promise and he will stand by it. On Acts chapter 2, if I said there, it says, and Peter standing up and he said to them, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, saying that is but the third hour of the day. On verses 16, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. This is that was spoken by the prophet Joel, that the Spirit of God would fall upon them. And we know that we've been given the remedy. We've been given the means of doing this. It says that when you go and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you shall receive that power. You're a candidate for it. You are now a candidate because you have took his name. You're saying, I'm taking his name. And when you take that name, you get the rights that go with it. You get the ability to sign the check now because you're you're an account holder in the kingdom of heaven. And now you've got authority along with that account. You've got an account opened. And that account gives you the ability to go in. You can open an account at a Built and Supply or someplace. And you could send somebody there and say to them, go and get something and tell them, put it down to my account. Well, Jesus has got an account open. And you can go and put it down in his account. He stood in your place. But the good thing about his account is you won't get a bill in a month's time. There'll be no bills coming from it. He has paid all the bills. He paid all the debts. Like the song says, I had a debt I could not pay, but he paid a debt that he didn't owe. He didn't owe the debt. We owed the debt. But he stepped in and paid the debt and gave you power and authority. I'm going to finish up with Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Not in your own might. It doesn't matter what. If we have nothing in ourselves, we're just flesh and blood. It doesn't matter what you do. But I want you to know tonight that there's power in him. And when we take him and take his name, we become candidates to use that power. Because everywhere there we see that when he called the 12, he didn't handcuff them and say, you'll not be able to do this, you'll not be able to do that. He said it. He gave them power and he gave them authority. He gave them power and authority. He gave them authority to cast out devils. He gave them authority to go and lay hands on the sick. And he said, they'll recover. Not what I said or not what anybody else said, but God is in control. Let's just stand our feet and bow our heads a moment before the pastor comes. Heavenly Father, Lord, we give you thanks tonight that there is a power supply. We thank you, Lord, tonight that you have made a way for us. We thank you, Lord, tonight for all these words and all these scriptures of encouragement and strength. Lord, I pray that strength will come upon your people afresh. Lord God, let that anointing come back upon your people afresh. Lord, those that need a top up, Lord, give them a top up. Give them a refreshing in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that anointing power will go on us and stay on us. That when we face the enemy, we'll know what to say and know what to do, and we will not be dismayed. But Lord God, I pray that you'll help us, Lord, to overcome and to conquer in your name. Help us, Lord God, to pray prayers of faith, Lord, for those that need it. Help us, Lord, to pray for our loved ones, Lord. Lord, I pray tonight we'll lift their loved ones up before you and say, oh, Lord, have mercy upon them. Lord, turn them around, Lord, and let them see that Santa Cross afresh, Lord. Bring them unto yourself, Lord.
Lord, go out like that shepherd did, Lord, and find them and bring them into the sheepfold, we pray, Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I pray you'll keep your hand upon us, Lord, for the remainder of this service, Lord. Watch over us, Lord. I pray you'll give the pastor and the whole family, Lord, traveling mercies, Lord, as they go. Lord, I pray you'll keep your hand upon them and bless Daniel and Micah, Lord. Let all go well. I pray, Lord, that you'll speak to them, that you'll open their eyes of that they need your saving life in their life, that you need their power in their life. Lord, I pray that you'll help them and move upon them. Lord, I pray even as Tommy and Sharon goes, that you'll be a witness, Lord, to them, that they'll see, Lord, their need for salvation. Lord, I pray that you'll bless each and every one. Everyone that's traveling, give them traveling mercies now, Lord. We plead the precious blood of Jesus upon each and every one, Lord. Lord, we take your name with us tonight, Lord. Let it be with us, Lord. Let us take us everywhere we go. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good?
Amen.
Praise God. The Lord bless Brother Samuel. I enjoyed that. Praise God. I want to thank everyone for the giving this morning. And just to say, the meetings will be continuing. Brother John will be preaching in the morning, and Gary and Mark will be doing the Sunday evenings and the Thursdays, and any services that there's not going to be, maybe around the 11th, Mark will put it up in the church shop. So keep watching the church shop, and maybe if somebody's not on it, maybe others can let them know. But there might be just 1 week with the hall here mightn't be available, but all the rest of the meetings, maybe one of the Thursday nights. But Mark and Gary will keep you posted. And the Lord bless you. And just what I meant to say this morning, I really enjoyed Elijah and Isaac. And there was somewhat Deborah. Yeah. The children, that's, well, they're not really children, they're young men. I don't think it's right to call them children no more, but they're young men and young women. But didn't they do well?
Amen.
I tell you what, they done well. It's just me and my wife were saying the nice it was coming in, the music going and playing, and keep at it, lads, and girls as well. And it's really a blessing, isn't it? It's really a blessing to see young ones that's interested and using their gifts for the Lord. And that's what we want to do. We want to use our gifts for the Lord. So appreciate your prayers as you go. And may the Lord bless you here and continue. And there'll be a few people away on holidays and things. Samuel and the family's going as well. So it's that time of the year for it. So God bless you.
Amen. This Holy Ghost power is setting me free. This Holy Ghost power, this very hour. This Holy Ghost.